Okay. Yeah, so go on. I just started the recording.
So I came from our last meeting when I said write a note to you. I wrote so many things that I'm so happy to share with you, Carly. I was like, Carly, look what I have done. I decided to take a walk in afternoon just to untangle myself, untangle myself from my negative thoughts. I managed to take half day off. I realized that my sister and my niece don't need me to be doing things, but they need me to share love with them. So I've been sending them like beautiful photos and commenting on them, and that was enough. Asked I had a difficult meeting, and it felt and it went so beautifully well, and I was like, what, why didn't I do that before? So I have reached out as well to another person where I recognize that has a better connection for my nephew to help him out to in a job, and it's been so good to express it and to write it down, and that there are so many. It's not only one thing that made me happy, even though this week was not the happiest week. Maybe I had 4 days of migraine, so headache, nonstop. But at the end, I managed to do things that I enjoyed them. And thanks to you.
So yeah, more than anything, I see you beaming. Your face looks bright and you look happier than I've seen you for a while.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. It's I don't know the shift, the ability to, and this is some of the topic of today. This how to stop, how to disidentify myself with the feeling and let them go, and this ego that resists all the time. How can I get the ego stop resisting and letting go of things? We talk about letting go last time, but when I thought about it, what keeps me pulling? Is it sometimes pride? Is it sometimes the ego that is more into, and the way that this resonate, the word of disidentify myself. So when I see things around me, they shouldn't become me. So how could I distance myself, disidentify myself from the feeling or from what I feel? So to keep that inner peace much, much better, and to feel like the day that I went, and like I have this thought, like I need to untangle these thoughts, get them around me, that they suffocate, those feelings. And then when you try to untangle them, they release you. You're more free, you're more spacious. And that's, I think, I don't know why this week, even though as I said, I had a horrible headache, 4 days nonstop, but I managed to get this positivity or this space, more space.
Well, I see you doing a lot of pulling your hands apart every time you speak about disidentifying or untangling. And I'm sorry you've had 4 days of migraines as well. I haven't heard you say that you've had migraines before. Is that something new? Or
No, it's not new. I had that, and it's either it start with bad sleep or but I struggle with that because the head doesn't stop spinning. I like this morning I woke up 3:30, I went to the gym 5:30, I did my run, come back. It's like those, I'm glad I still have that energy. It's still like there is renewable energy somewhere, but it's the sleeping and the head when it start to, I can't get my brain to rest, and that's hard. How to get the brain just to take a break. You know, it's like you've been working 24/7, calm down a little bit.
Well, there's a lot there. And so if I can just reflect a few things and you tell me what you want to have as an exploration. You mentioned the disidentify a number of times. And it seems that what you're going for is inner peace. Is that right? And that somewhere the untangling of the thoughts and maybe even the migraines are somehow tangled together.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you feel like, what do you need to talk about today in order to get that resolution that you're seeking between your thoughts and your peace?
I think I would like to talk about untangling those thoughts. You know, how can you reach out to them before they they tie you more and more, you know, they become harder to break or to untangle them. So this is something, because that affects, I think, very much the brain. That affects very much my continuous thinking. You know, if it's not solved, I can't disconnect from it. We talk about those thoughts ruminating all the time as well. Before, I recognize that. So it's a little bit of that hard thing to do for me, to just let myself rest, or maybe celebrate that this is done, you know, or disconnect, or understand better that like this time I've been running a session over for the Women Leadership Hub, and you know, since May I've been doing that, and this week I said to myself, that's the first one time I felt the sense of accomplishment. And why didn't I feel it all the time before? Why it happened right now? Maybe because I was fully present or fully prepared or fully, you know, or the Christine that I know, you know, the one that is creative, that is, has, you know, that is confident and standing there, you know, that's the one I know, because it's been maybe a period of time where I couldn't recognize this person. It's Christine still, but I saw her in another situation. I saw her in another condition, or conditioned in another way. And that's, I think, maybe it created disappointment in me. You know, it's like you get disappointed with yourself. Maybe it's another things that I'm bringing in, but it's more the
Well, as I'm listening to you, I feel like you're already starting to untangle some thoughts here. So it seems like you want to go for untangling, and So metaphorically, would you like to explore it metaphorically? What is the tangle? What is it? Or not?
I see it, the tangle, it's like a rope. It's like, you know, you're getting a rope around you. And it's like those plants that keeps on turning and turning. They become so much on each other. So it's very hard to know where is the start, where is the end, until you cut through. But it's those the plants that,
So is it a rope of plants that you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's tangling around you. You actually circled yourself with your hand.
Yeah.
and you use something to cut through.
Yeah.
What is it that you might sense is useful to use to cut through the rope of the plants?
Well, scissors, that comes to my mind first. Or, you know, to use your fingers to just get the space, you know, try to space out things. And, you know, use your own power to do it. Use your breathing to expand and maybe crack it. I don't know.
It seems like you've got a couple of things there that already...
Mm.
Fingers pulling apart. It seems there's a physicalness to it, not just the breathe. The breathing is one aspect, but I noticed you again doing expansive movements with your hands. Mm. What is the physical cutting through? What is that?
For me, it's the space, it's to not let it tie you in more, but, you know, just stop it or understand where it is and handle it as well. And maybe looking physically, where is the tongue, where is it happening in my body? And try to breathe it out, or to reach out to it first to understand where is it. I think that's something it's important to understand, that where is it this? Why do I feel like that? And where is it happening? And try to evaluate that it's not me. You know, maybe it's happening, but it's not me. I don't need to say if something bad has happened, it's not me that is bad. Or if something that I didn't manage to break through, or somebody that was not good in the meeting, or I felt like that I cannot tolerate that behavior or whatever, but it should not be me. It should be something that I need to treat rather than taking it. So it's like to put it on distance and look at it. Maybe this is another way that will help me. Once I could understand that right now it's being tangled. Hold on, let's put, you know, can I put it a little bit in front of me and look it up? And try to see what has happened. Why is this person? Why is this annoyment? Or why? And first, it's I think. It's to understand it's not me. It's to distance myself to it.
So you said it's not me. You've said disidentify. And now you're saying there's some distance.
Mm.
How do they all connect?
I think if I identify myself with the thought, if I get the thought to become me, this is where I think I take it on. So the annoyment become my annoyment. The you know, it becomes taking over, and it becomes, instead of crippling maybe, or it becomes for me, if I put it a little bit on this in the front of me, I will be able to evaluate it, see it much better maybe. Clearer.
Mm.
To put it at a distance and then look at it. And it's like, okay, why that meeting? I felt completely drained from that person. Can't she get it, what I'm trying to say? Or she's not engaged. So it's like directly put the judgment. And then again, so it's about that feeling that it creates. Or if I done something that I'm not proud of, like on Monday, I couldn't answer a question and it should have been answered much quicker. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Why didn't I answer it? And that's like, it created a lot of doubt, sadness in me. And I, the second day, you know, the second moment I was like, and the second day I was like, no, this, the answer is super clear and crystal clear. I should have answered much better. But I recognize that, okay, I've done that mistake or I've done that thing. And I tried right now today to solve it again with myself. How can I discuss that topic and understand why did it, I stumble on it, rather I, it should have been more fluid. So I reach out to a person and ask them, you know, about, you know, how come? Sometimes we do those mistakes of
Well, as you're speaking, there seems like a lot of self-judgment about having to have said something correctly, fluidly. And where does that fit into your plant rope metaphor? What is that?
I think this is part of the high expectation on myself. This is what I believe. It's a lot that I expect myself to always have the answer, or I expect myself. So it comes from maybe my critical voice, or my critical, high demand, or and lack of understanding or forgiveness, you know, compassion for me.
What color is it in your metaphor?
Dark green.
Dark green?
That's the dark green that's coming. I love green, but that's the maybe the extreme of the green that comes darker and darker.
What helps the dark green to transform?
Find the light. Or dilute it, you know, put more shine, more light on it, and take it. Shed more light on it.
They're here for me to say, so I'll say, you tell me. There are two things that you've given me already that you felt really happy about this last week. One was the writing of what you're grateful for. And then the other one was you said with the women's leadership meeting, you felt fully present. There was something there that was very different to what you're describing. So how can you incorporate into your metaphor here the things you've learned from those two activities?
Is to look more for what I'm grateful for. You know, if I would, and this has to become more. more of a practice, more of a, you know, part of my daily practice, to look at things and maybe to say, Christine, okay, you're looking at things from two sides. Look at the, you know, what do you see can be done here and what do you see that has been good? And then before you judge, before you go into your mode of tangle, how can you, before that, specify two sides and then go to that and do it, maybe physically, you know, write, put two columns and then, okay, what is it, what it is good about it? And then, so maybe to make it clear and to exercise that gratitude for it, and the presence as well, to use those two and then evaluate lesser effect on it on myself, so it does not become so, I don't become so tangled. And maybe the untangling, if it happens, it's easier because I'm already have worked it out, at least logically or from an intellectual perspective, and not go directly to the feeling and to disconnect, to use both sides of the brain.
The dark green and the light.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like you've come up with a way to untangle your thoughts.
Yeah.
Going to that situation where you judged yourself earlier this week, what was the missing piece in there that you didn't evaluate?
That I'm human and I'm subject for mistakes, one. The second one is to be more certain about what I know and what I don't know, to be more like acknowledge that maybe I'm good. Maybe to know deeper about things, you know, not to stay on the surface of things, because then it will help me to be much more clearer, you know, like evaluate things myself. Is it clear for you? Why do you believe in this or why you don't believe in this? And double click on it. Why is it? So it's a little bit to maybe myself get a deeper understanding of my answers sometimes. Because that will allow me to be more present and to be more clear on my point of views. Why is that point of view I have or why I don't have that? So to be more substantial in that rather than I believe in it and everybody should believe like me, you know, because it's not the case.
Sounds good. You've got a lot of things. I know you're writing, so I'll let you write until you let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are the insights you've had so far about this entangling to inner peace experience you're seeking?
I think the experience is to don't judge it before, don't jump into your judgment, and look into what can you do about it. Deal with it with the logic, and deal with it with compassion to yourself.
So logic plus compassion equals what?
It will equal a better way to see the bright, to see the situation. Clearer, and to see the situation, not to take on all of it myself, not to take it on, is that to recognize it. Okay, this is what has happened. This is the annoyment, or this is the situation, and then to distance myself from it, and evaluate it more. In a rational way, and accept it, or to let it go, or to deal with it much more in a peaceful way, and space, and it creates space for me. I think like that to think, maybe it will allow me to think much more. With clarity, you know, to see the clarity, to go back to the clarity and breathe it out. You know, the day that this has happened, I went out and started to breathe and breathe and breathe and continuously breathe. And I recognized that maybe the situation did not, I cannot undo it, but at least it does not annoy me anymore as it was before. So it got, you know, I could let it go, let go of that judgment that I made on myself directly.
So there was actually not only a logical thinking it through, there was a physical component that helped you to release or something.
Yes, yeah.
So what are the components of the physical activity that you know in the moment might be helpful besides breathing?
Is to get away from where I am, is, you know, just like walk out and find another space, find another, you know, like a wider space I'm in. So it doesn't, you know, you don't become stuck in somewhere, you know, you become, you know, one piece of many other pieces maybe. So like the nature that I feel, it's a great space for me right now to get untangled and to just feel that so that has been, and to talk about, you know, like not to keep it for myself, you know, I was able to share it with my husband, and it's like, you know what, this is what has happened, and this is what am I completely wrong, you know, am I completely even though I was very upset, or not upset, but sad, but I managed to express it as well. Maybe the ability to express. And I didn't need him to find a solution. I just want him to listen.
And did he? Did he just listen?
He just listened, yes.
Great.
He just listened.
Seems like you're getting quite a few things here together. I just want to check with you how you're feeling about, you know, you've got some strategies here, physical, verbal, thinking.
Exactly.
What else do you need?
Sometimes I say to myself, how the effect of the feeling on us and the ability to let go of, you know, how the resistance sometimes, where does it come from? Because.
Oop, you froze.
Of the things like, you know, resist. In fact, sometimes I look, what do we resist? You know, if this is something so annoying, what are we resisting? Or what am I resisting here?
Mm-hmm. What's your answer?
That's very good. That I need to always be right. You know, like it's a good exercise to do. You know, what am I resisting? What do I resist to do? Always right, always taking on more, always showing up. Not showing up the good thing, you know. I'm normally open to say how I feel, but especially when you resist sadness in you, you know, what if I'm sad? What am I resisting? Why don't I let it go? And that's something I don't understand it. Sometimes when you're sad, and of course you need to live it through and let go, but what is the me is doing here, not to act?
Well, if you weren't resisting, what would you be experiencing instead?
Openness. I would be, you know, it's, if I would not be resistant, I would be more open to accept things, you know, like more like acceptance. I would be more flexible. I would be more happy. I don't know, calm, happy. That comes to my I'll have more space in me. You know, it's like you are more more growing, more receptive.
Mm-hmm. They're all great. There's such a difference between identifying entanglement and then this openness, acceptance, flexible, happy, calm. So what's going to keep you moving into that place of being in Christ? What are the ways you're going to do that? What was the two columns thing? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the
two columns that I said to myself is that what I'm, you know, this, what is annoying me, maybe the annoyment, and what I'm grateful, you know, what I'm grateful for, and is good and is happening. So that was the two column, or what is more heavy to carry, or what is the heavy feeling.
How would you modify? I get a sense that's not quite it. I don't know. Yeah. But what are you maybe going to modify that to serve you even better than the two, I don't know, two things you said may be okay. I'm not sure. Gratitude and the heavy piece.
Or to put what is resisting and what is more releasing. You know, it's like
that has some movement, resisting to releasing. I felt something shift there as you said that in me. I don't know about you. What happened when you said that?
It's a, you know, you just, it just, you take it to another level. It just, you take the space in it. You release it. And I think releasing is a active action. It's an active choice.
Great.
If it makes sense.
Yeah. So how do you feel about moving more into how you're going to take this forward? Do you feel like you've done enough discovery or do you need to?
I think it's enough. I think those are good aspects to get more into understanding, is understanding where, what is the contrary of resisting. And I like the fact that if I was not resisting, what I would be doing, and find those answers and try to see where I can, what am I resisting to, and where I, what can be, what I can release. Mm-hmm. And then by releasing is more to get more space and to get more you know, like freedom, or feeling that I'm not this.
So the next time you're feeling that you're not this in a meeting or wherever, what is the way that you will remember to release, or whatever that is?
I think I would remember the both words, resist, release, if I would do the R&R.
That's good.
And then try to take it from there, try to just trigger another thinking. So to release rather than resist. And then I don't get into the tangle anymore. You know, you just try to catch it before it gets into you.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. And what about your brain that's having a hard time releasing at night and resting? What's the applicability to your sleep, to your brain, to whatever?
It's to release some of the it's to be able as well to release some of the thoughts, and maybe to do an exercise about relieving those thoughts. How can I relieve those thoughts?
So is there it seems like there's something to do. There's a doing, I don't know when, but it's some R&R process around your brain at the end of a day or something. What's your thought?
I think it's it is something that I could do much better, and it I could get it a little bit in a routine that to see what is it I resist and what I'm releasing, and then like how to, you know, to release it and get into that habit to do that and try it out to see if the brain will get some rest. And it's like you empty it.
What's the way that you want to empty it? Maybe with some creativity.
That's a good question. To draw something to exemplify, or through colors.
Well, I'm just aware earlier you were doing a lot of your hand movements and stuff, so I don't know whether there's something there in that physicalness, some physicalness, or if it is drawing. I'm not getting your sense of drawing here as I look at you, that's what you want to do. Yeah. As evidenced by the screwing up of your nose just then. No, I don't want to do that. Yeah, what does Chris want to do? Really? You don't have to even like what I asked you. You can say no. That's not for me.
I wish I would release more in this brain because it's heavy on me. Maybe happy thoughts to a little bit go in more happy mode before going to bed as well. Like to last things that I do is either it's fun or this is what I told my husband, I need more jokes. Get me a book of jokes and tell me every day a joke. I need to laugh, you know. It's like systematically, you need to get me a book of jokes and then we will laugh. We will read and laugh. Because it's like, it has to be more fun. You know, nothing in the world is funny, right? But it's like... you could laugh at it. You know, I love this, the people that have the capability to laugh at it. And maybe I should do more laughing at it, laughing more about my brain, you know, making fun of my brain.
That sounds fun. You want to try that out?
I'll throw it out. I'll make fun of it.
Yeah. What I'm getting, though, it's a lighthearted fun, not a negative fun. That's what I'm sensing as you. There's a lightness that's come into you as you've spoken about this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then with your husband, it seemed like you were waiting for him, and that's okay. I also want to ask you what you're willing to do to find the jokes and the fun, the things to bring to you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm.
You know, one time I had the birthday of my daughter, and I had the balloons with confetti in them. And I was at the end, you know, after a few days, I want to get rid of the balloons. So I was very keen to put a hole in the balloon, you know, to deconfetti. And then, of course, I forgot about the confetti. So I had confetti all over the kitchen. So then... Then every time I said to my husband, we go into the kitchen because I didn't clean it. I said, let it be. I will not clean it right now. We will dance because this is a dance floor. So yesterday I said to him, we need the confetti in the kitchen again, because it's like, it was so fun that day that it was just, it's a play, but it was fun to change your mood. And this is so simple. You know, a balloon of confetti on the floor. Yesterday I said, we need more confetti.
Sounds so fun. Look at you. your lightness here as you're talking about that. So what are you willing to do with that?
Yeah, I think it's for me as well to create that confetti, to ask for it, and to remember every day I need a confetti, one thing that's positive and a confetti style.
Well, even remembering the confetti right now has changed your mood as I observe you. So how are you feeling now about versus when you started the session with your entanglement and identified?
I think we have done so much. We have, find many ways or many paths through that. And I like how we connected it to the resistance, how we connected it as well to the releasing of things, and going back to the fact of, the compassion that I need to keep reminding myself, do things, be compassionate about yourself. I think we have unveiled so many things, and then the confetti, I love it, to the fact that, you need to be responsible for your own confetti sometimes.
Be responsible for your own confetti sometimes.
Yeah.
What a beautiful phrase. Who knew you were going to say that? At the beginning of our session, if you'd said to me, I'm going to be talking about confetti, at the end of the session, I would have gone, maybe. That's so great, so fun. So how are you feeling?
Thank you for making the confetti a positive side of this session. Giving confetti another meaning, putting confetti in another context, and I feel very good. Thank you.
Great. What else do you feel you need to talk about or complete in this session?
I think it's more to get the habit to make it, to get into the habit to try it out without even judging, and to get the habit to do it.
All right. What do you need in order to get the habit?
I think I need to remind myself. I need to have something that reminds me about it. A confetti or whatever, something fun, something that is physical, that is helps me to see it and do it.
Are you taking that on as something, get the confetti and put it in something or whatever you want to do to see it?
Exactly. I will. Okay. I still have some of those balloons, so I will go back.
Oh, so this was recent, the confetti?
It was in August.
Oh, and the balloons are still...
The balloons were still, are magic. I don't know, it's a normal balloon but has confetti. And then it was just like, I got tired of them because they are, all over. So then I decided one morning to put the knife in it. And then it was beautiful confetti. So soon I will have another birthday. It's my son and my husband's birthday in November. On the 19th and 22nd, and I will again get those balloons. I have them, so I will use them.
That's great, because that's actually between our coaching sessions. So nice.
Exactly.
Lovely. Oh, so just lovely, Chris. I just feel your energy shift through this session and your playfulness, and who knew you had all these fun things in your house already?
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you feel like you've got enough to start to really form a habit, or do you need something else for accountability?
I think I will use the Carly, where I tell Carly what you did to get that. And to get the habit, to more build on that habit.
I will be energetically receiving your lovely messages of what you've done and how you feel. So I'm very happy to.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right, how do you feel about completing the session now? Are you okay?
Yes, thank you All so right. much. Thank you.
Well, delightful as always to be with you and to see you in a different room.
Yeah, thank you.
And are you okay to finish, or do you need to say something before
I'm very, very happy today, and thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the shift of energy that you helped me out with. And though it goes a dip, and then it goes back, we managed to get it up to where we wanted to be. Thank you.
Mm. Great. Well, it seems like it's in your body right now. So I wish you a good evening of feeling this beautiful energy you've created in yourself.
Thank you so much. Well, I wish you a very good weekend and hopefully good results.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.